Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week we are looking at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and we're doing which attractions we wouldn't wait for if the wait time was over 60 minutes and there was no fast passes available. It's our little make-believe game that we've been doing over the last few weeks, and we're finishing off Disney's parks this time with Hollywood Studios. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic.
Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, Dan, We are recording on Sunday the 7th.
Right, okay. So, this is going to go out on the 8th.
Monday the 8th.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which will be the week that we're going.
Yes. So, we are now, what, 6 days away?
Currently 6 days. Is it? Well, on the 6th day we go, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
It's not long at all, is it? It's getting quite... quite exciting now.
Yeah, you were talking about packing today or tomorrow.
I'm going to be packing. I'm going to start getting my stuff ready for today.
Right. Okay.
Which is also very exciting. And yeah, we got our Theme Park Trader T-shirts.
Yep, they arrived Friday.
Yeah,
I think
so. We've got those. They are currently not on sale anywhere. We've had a couple of people ask us about them. We may decide to put them on sale at some point.
Potentially, maybe
depending on how it goes. What do you think? We are giving one away to someone who is out in the States at the same time, because Eleanor, she's asked for one, so
she got in early.
As we were ordering them for ourselves, we only actually ordered what, five?
Five, yeah.
So we only ordered five.
So we got two each.
We got two each and one for Eleanor, and it's because she asked. So next time, if we are ordering more or if we are putting them on sale at some point, just let us know. And
maybe we can give more notice, because last time I think it was very short notice.
It was very short notice, yeah. But if we do end up putting them on sale, they will probably be cost or very slightly over cost for us. So we're not going to be ripping you guys off if you want a T-shirt.
We're not exactly trying to make profit on the T-shirts, are we?
No, exactly. So yeah, it's getting very exciting now.
Yeah. Have you got your alligator repellent, crocodile repellent?
I've got my gator repellent.
Yeah,
I've got.
Good.
Well, I'm not sure dressing a stitch is going to help with that.
Don't know, but the spray will help.
Yeah, the spray is going to help. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's just water, really, isn't it?
I do have to sew my stitch up a little bit.
What have you done to
there's
it?
There's a hole in quite a dodgy place.
I don't know, is that the front or the back? I'm not sure which is
the
worse.
The front, and I'm not quite sure how it happened either. I think when I was putting my leg into
it. Excited,
yeah. I think it's quite maybe when I put my leg into it.
Third leg.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah. Okay.
I couldn't only imagine that being the case. I don't know. So that needs a little bit of a repair job.
Right.
Have you got your outfit yet?
It's in the process of being sorted.
We're a few days away.
Yeah. It'll be fine. It'll all come together in the end.
If you don't get an outfit together, you're going as Tarzan. Which means
the very bare essential.
Which means just dying, like soaking one of your pairs of underwear in tea the previous day.
Brown them. Oh, they don't need to brown them off.
They're already pretty bad, are they?
Serviceable colour. You know, buy them brown. Can't go wrong.
That's very true, yeah. And then turning up to Magic Kingdom in just brown pants.
Yeah. Would they turn you away?
I think so, yeah. You have to wear shirts when you're in the parks.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could pretend that you could understand and you'd be like...
me Tarzan.
Me Tarzan. Eugene.
And they're like, sir, sir. Get out of the line.
Me Tarzan. Eugene. I'm not even a female. Start licking his face.
I'm an 80-year-old man. You can clearly see that.
Start licking his face. Sir, please stop doing that. I know you're trying to put off the character, but please stop.
Yeah, Thug Mickey turns up.
Yeah, exactly.
It all gets a bit violent.
So, this week we are rounding off our Disney Parks rendition of what attractions we wouldn't wait for if it was over 60 minutes. We don't particularly think this episode will be very long because Hollywood
Studios... What are you saying?
Hollywood Studios has no attractions, does it?
It has some, just not many.
Although there is something to talk about.
It goes quality over quantity.
I agree. Yeah, they are very good, most of the attractions here. Though, they announced that Pizza Rizzo is going to be closing...
Yes.
Not for good, although seasonally suggests it could be.
Very strange to have a seasonal restaurant.
Though they have, I think it's Tomorrowland Terrace, which is seasonal.
Is that a quick service or a sit-down?
Quick service. Pizza Rizzo is quick service, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, I mean, the weird thing for me is Pizza Rizzo only opened last year.
Yes.
So to have a brand new quick service location now closing seasonally,
it doesn't bode well, does it?
No.
I mean, there was rumours. Were there rumours that they were going to get rid of what's the show there? Muppets. Muppets Courtyard. There was rumours they were going to get rid of that, wasn't there? A little while ago.
I don't think they can close anything until Star Wars opens now, can they?
Not really.
They shouldn't have closed.
I wouldn't put it past them.
No, if anything deserves to go, it's... Well, we'll get to them. but, yeah, it's surprising. I've never been in there, actually.
No, obviously, it's only. I think it was only just opened when I went last year.
Yeah. So I think what we're going to do is pop in, maybe grab a drink.
Try a bit of pizza.
I think we should review it for you guys, but we've heard nothing but bad things about this pizza. I tried Pizza Planet back in the day,
and
that pizza was terrible.
I don't know if I ever went in Pizza Planet.
It was awful.
They should have a Pizza Planet in Toy Story Land.
They should. Why they haven't? Because it's Andy's backyard.
Yeah, okay.
That's why.
Okay.
But it's...
They should still have it.
They should still have it, yeah. I think it's a shame. So we're going to pop in. I think it closes this month.
Right, okay.
So we're going to pop in, take a few photos.
So we get the dregs.
Yeah. Take a few photos, look at the miserable cast members that are clearly are either losing their jobs or
being moved.
Shipped elsewhere.
Yeah.
But we'll have to... Well, we'll let you guys know what we think of Pizza Rizzo.
It's curious. When they have a seasonal restaurant, presumably they have like a load of stock, and then the restaurant closes for the end of the season. What do they do with the stock?
Well,
keep it for the next season.
Keep it for the next season based on the pizza reviews that come through.
You don't want to go on to this restaurant just when it opens, reopens.
No. Oh, what's this new alien pizza? It's very green. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, it's herbs.
Yeah.
Herbs.
Aliens love green pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this going to do anything? Is this related to ass? It will be. So let's start off, So it's basically... If you've not listened to one of these episodes before, all we're doing is we're going through each attraction or entertainment offering and deciding
that if... sounds very official, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Generic. Entertainment offering.
Entertainment offering. If the wait time is over 60 minutes, we're just debating whether or not we would wait that 60 minutes or not. So I was going to say, let's start off in Hollywood Boulevard, but there's actually nothing here.
No, other there's than no shops. Attractions. Attractions and shops and food.
Yeah, so when we don't...
Would you wait an hour to get into the trolley car cafe?
No.
Well,
that's where Starbucks... So. PSL season,
you
maybe.
You probably would.
Maybe, yeah. I have queued in there for about 10 minutes before.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a long queue for that one, isn't it? That's
big... both sides.
Yeah, both sides of the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's move into Echo Lake. For the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration.
Absolutely waiting 60 minutes for this.
I'm waiting 3 hours for this. I've never done it. I've got no interest. I like Frozen as a film.
Yeah, it's a good film.
There was a point a few years ago at Disney World and all Disney parks where it was just oversaturated.
Yes.
And this was introduced at a time where it was at that point. And because of that, I've never done it.
I mean, I would never do it because it's a sing-along. Not because you're saying you wouldn't do it because you're protesting against the saturation of the Frozen brand.
Yes, that's exactly why I haven't done it.
Okay.
I'm not against it.
Well, you're not against the sing-along element to it.
Well, I wouldn't sing along. But I've heard it's quite funny.
Okay.
I've heard they make kind of relevant jokes and things like that.
Okay, right.
But, I mean, it's a 30-minute show.
Getting your money's worth out of your 60-minute wait if you did wait 60 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always tempted to try it. Just to see what it's like.
Maybe not this year.
You're saying...
You can try it next year.
You're saying you go try it and I'll just go and grab a drink.
Yeah, I'll go sit in the sun.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see. I might try it this year.
I'm surprised how warm it is out there at the moment. When we looked at the weather.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the...
Like 33 degrees.
It wasn't looking good for the end of the week.
No, it said rain. But it says rain every day, to be fair.
Oh, it's cleared up, actually.
Oh, that's good. When we arrived, it's like... Like 32, 33 degrees.
And even at night, it's 22.
In October, yeah. It's more than... That's 22 at night there is more than it is here at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know what the weather is here right now, but it's not that.
No, it was really cold this morning.
It is currently...
Oh, I see Worthing doesn't get a little preview on Google.
No, it doesn't. 15 degrees.
That's as hot as it's going to get today. 15 yeah. degrees.
5 degrees is his lowest.
7 degrees colder than Florida at night.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, actually, at the minute, the weather's looking great. So, fingers crossed for us, guys.
Yeah.
Because we obviously will be much happier podcasting for you in the sunshine.
Absolutely.
I mean, we'll be sweating, but that's fine. I'd rather be sweating than be drenched.
Yeah.
I mean, they're one in the same.
Drenched in sweat.
They're one in the same, yeah. But... But yeah, so, okay, so are we waiting 60 minutes for that show?
I wouldn't wait 60 minutes.
As much as I like the film, I have no interest whatsoever in the franchise, so we say.
Okay.
Yeah. I would watch the film again, no problem.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't care about it outside of the film.
Yeah. Is it next year the new one's coming out? Is
yeah.
2019?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got no interest in the franchise, although I do, as we said in a few podcasts ago, I do like Frozen Ever After, the attraction at Epcot.
Yes, that is a good. Yeah, it's a good attraction.
It's a good ride. It's not. It's no Maelstrom. Let's be honest. It's no Maelstrom. So don't. You know, classic Disney fans, hold your horses on sending those hate emails, because I preferred Maelstrom, but I do like Frozen Ever After.
Yeah, the animatronics are very good on it.
Mm.
Very, very good.
Next one, Star Wars: Path of the Jedi, which is a film experience including footage from recent Star Wars films, 14 minutes long. I've seen this. I don't know if you have.
I don't know if I have Saga film experience. I'm not sure I have.
It's not very good.
No?
No. It's basically like, hi, I'm J.J. Abrams, and this is... And it's like, they just talked like a couple of minutes about how Star Wars came together and that kind of thing. A few clips and stuff like that. It's rubbish.
Do they
keep
having to bat away George Lucas?
Yeah, he's just trying to get into the room.
Get out, George, get out!
George, you don't even have a chin. Get out.
You had your money, now leave.
Please, stop trying to come in with your... Midichlorians nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. No, I'm not waiting 60 minutes for this.
No, I wouldn't.
Celebrity Spotlight, meet Olaf from Disney's Frozen. It's a firm no for me.
No, I think you would have to wait 60 minutes for this, I reckon.
So on some days, I think you would, yeah.
If
yeah.
not more.
But not. I wouldn't wait 60 minutes to meet any character.
No.
I think the only character I may meet this year is Stitch.
What, the Elvis Stitch?
Elvis Stitch, when I'm dressed as Stitch. I think that would make a good...
The picture's worth the wait.
I think it would be, actually, yeah. Next one is the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular. It's a 30-minute show. I know what you're...
It's a good length, 30-minute show.
Yeah, it is. Would I wait 60 minutes?
I'm intrigued.
I don't know. It's a difficult one, actually. Because yeah. I do really you like do Indiana like... Jones.
Yeah.
And I do really like the show.
Yeah.
And given the attractions at the park... There's not many.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I probably would.
Okay.
I probably would. I know that your answer is no.
Yeah, I would not wait. It's a fine show. It's a good show. But I've seen it too many times. It doesn't change.
Watch out for that guy in the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It never changes.
I'll tell you what would change.
Yeah.
Is if you raise your hand to volunteer.
That would mix it up a bit.
Mm.
Yeah. Although the volunteers don't do much, do they?
No.
It's just the one guy who's planted there.
Well,
spoiler
no.
alert.
There is one thing though. If they pick, they always pick like a guy that thinks he's like really like muscly,
right,
and then they
okay.
make him do like the fashion walk.
Oh yeah.
You know the boom, kaboom, kaboom, boom, boom.
See, I would never want to do that. Just at the risk.
I don't think they're picking you for that role.
But
are
not
they?
For that role. No. Hopefully not.
They're probably making you do the like the evil laugh or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, well,
I don't want to do that. I'm not. I'm
I think they dub that over anyway.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah.
I don't think he's actually speaking into the mic. I probably would. I think just only based on the fact that I've got I'm spending the whole day at Hollywood.
You've got nothing better.
I've got nothing better to do. So I may as well. But I do. In all seriousness, I really do like this show. I have a feeling it might change. I hope they don't get rid of it but I would welcome some additions.
I'm fine if they keep it. Just mix it up a bit. Introduce some new scenes.
Have something from The Last Crusade or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's all currently from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why they can't mix it up a bit.
Yeah. As long as they don't include Kingdom of the Lost Skull, or whatever it's called.
The spaceship?
Yeah. There's a spaceship flying in. Yeah. With George Lucas beaming down. Hi, guys! George here.
This isn't part of the show. This isn't part of the show.
Hi, everyone. Hi. George, I know you've got nothing better to do now, but please stop coming into the show in a spaceship. Hello.
We've told you, you're banned from Hollywood Studios.
Is that an alien? No, that's just a man with no chin. Hello, everyone. George Lucas here. I've seen George Lucas, actually.
What, in person?
Yep.
Okay, where was that?
Hollywood Studios.
Or is he hiding around the bins?
Hello! when Star Tours The Adventures Continue opened, he was there for the grand opening.
Oh, okay.
He was there with Bob Iger,
right,
the current CEO of Disney, if you didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure most people listening do. He was also there with Anthony Daniels.
Right, okay.
Yep. I believe Warwick Davis was there.
Right, he's got nothing better to do.
Yeah, Ashley Eckstein.
Who's that?
She plays Ahsoka Tano in The Clone Wars.
Okay, I don't really know. I don't know The Clone Wars.
You need to watch it, mate.
Right.
It's brilliant. Like, in all seriousness, it's really good. She was there. There was a few other Star Wars stars there as well. It was great. It was a really good opening. I think it was our last full day.
Oh, okay. Were the Weasley brothers there?
Why would they be there?
They appear to all these things.
Well, not Star Wars, mate.
They go.
The older Weasley brother might now.
They go.
Because he plays General... What's his face, doesn't he? What's his name?
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah. Bill, is it Bill Weasley or?
I don't know. The one that you don't see very often.
Yeah, he plays the general guy in the First Order. I can't remember his name. The ginger one, yeah.
Is that him?
That's him.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember his name though.
I didn't know it was him.
Yeah. There you go. but we were lucky enough to be, for the grand opening. We got there early, super early. There were loads of people there. And then, of course, once the grand opening... Because the grand opening happened in front of the Chinese Theatre.
Oh, okay.
And then they were like, right...
It's a weird place to have the grand opening for Star Tours.
Well, because there's no room, really, in front of...
It's quite a bit of room.
Well, not really.
Not the same room that outside the Chinese Theatre.
Yeah, there was
theater,
lots of people there.
Right, okay.
And then... So they had this cool, like, effects where they were, like, stormtroopers outside Star Tours that were filming.
Right.
And that stuff going on and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
And then they were like, right, the attraction's now open. And everyone was just like... Whoom, straight over there, and it was like 4 hours or something.
Stampede.
Ridiculous. But we had been lucky enough during the course of the week to actually ride it a couple of times for pre-opening.
Right, okay.
So we were like, okay, we'll just leave the park now.
Yeah. There's no point in queuing for like 4 hours.
We'd already been on it twice, and Donovan was one of the first people to get chosen to be the Rebel Spy.
Nice.
Which is cool. And then I wasn't jealous at all. Actually, to be fair, I genuinely want to see a film where the bad guys win in Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, why haven't they?
True.
They outnumber them like 10,000 to 1. How thick do you have to be not to win?
Well, I mean, the stormtroopers are pretty thick, aren't they?
But Last Jedi, right? They're like, but basically just following them for the entire duration.
They couldn't sped up a little bit?
Right. And then, isn't there a point where they could destroy them? And then Kylo Ren thinks better of it because obviously Leia's in there. He's about to blow up the entire ship. He does fight.
The other guy fires, doesn't he? He sort of pauses and the other ones do.
But yeah, then they just chase them for like the whole movie.
Yeah.
It's just them slowly following behind. And they're like, and the guy's just like, no, we'll wait for them to run out of fuel. Just fire, you idiot.
He's trying to make it climactic, you know.
This is why, if I'm in charge of the First Order, done. Easy.
I mean, you could say that about all films, isn't it? It's like...
Yeah, but that one was particularly...
The good guy never gets shot and all this sort of stuff, you know, they always miss.
Han Solo got killed, didn't he?
Yeah, and these sort of things where, the bad guy's got him in his grasps, and he doesn't, instead of killing him, like, simply...
James Bond's the worst for that.
He wants to create some elaborate plot.
Yeah, James Bond's the worst for that. But, I mean... In all seriousness, in that movie, it was quite obvious that they could have just hit the button to fire.
Yeah,
you may fire when ready. I'm all right.
It would have killed the franchise, though, wouldn't it?
Some would say The Last Jedi has already done that. Not me. I did enjoy the movie.
I did enjoy the film.
Apart from the whole casino scene, trying to make a point on animals that I don't care about. I care about animals. I just don't need to be put that point not down my throat when Star I'm Wars. Watching Star Wars, yeah. What were we talking about again? Oh, Indiana Jones. Nothing to do with Star Wars. Well, I suppose it's Lucasfilm, isn't it? Jedi training Trials of the Temple. As much as I'd like to be in this show, I'm sadly too old. You have to be between 4 and 12.
Okay.
It's a great little show, though.
Yeah, I've never really watched it.
It's a bit weird watching it if your kid's not in it.
Yeah. But then
it does
attract more than just the parents of the kids.
Yeah, it's a cool little show, actually. But, I mean, there's no way you'd have to wait 60 minutes because, I mean, unless you're so far back, you're at Indiana Jones and you can't see it.
Yeah, you can't see it. You have to queue up to see it.
But yeah. I'm not waiting
we
60
probably
minutes.
Don't need to include this. In
no.
The, in
well,
the,
what is, I'm not. Okay. It's in there now.
I'm not waiting 60 minutes
either. The next big attraction is Star Tours The Avengers Continue.
Right, okay.
I think I would wait 60 minutes for this. It's a great queue.
Yes, yeah, it is a great queue. Yeah.
I miss the days where the AT-AT actually fired water. Do you remember those days?
I don't remember those days. Vaguely. Vaguely remember those days.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
And it made the sound effect as well.
Yeah.
Do you miss those days?
Is it one of Joe Rhodes?
When Hollywood? Probably.
Oh, something else that doesn't
something
work.
Something doesn't work, Joe. What are you doing now? Just going on a tour around the world? Brilliant. I'm doing research for the next part of Animal Kingdom.
Sure you are.
Fix what you've already built, mate.
I don't know whether I would wait 60 minutes for this. If there was a new scene out, I would wait 60 minutes for it. Easily.
I love this ride so much. This is one that makes you feel iffy.
It can do. Probably depends on the scene that's being shown, maybe. But
back row, that's the best place to be.
Is that where you get the most injured?
It is. It's brilliant.
How did I know?
It's so good. I love the back row in this.
Yeah, I would probably I might wait 45, 60, maybe 60 minutes.
Mm. I do feel like this ride isn't quite intense enough for me. Because, like, when you jump to light speed...
You never get fully injured. I'm never hospitalised.
Well, you know when you jump to light speed?
Yeah.
And you can't... There's a little thrust there.
Yeah.
But I expect to jump to light speed to
you
be
want,
a bit
you
more...
You want to be thrown from the back to the front.
Yeah, that's what light speed should do.
I've got my seatbelt on and I'm not dead. What's going on?
Light speed is supposed to be like a real bang, you know, jingle bell, jingle bam, and you don't feel that as much. But then there's people in the crowd that are also riding the attraction at the same time. Without fail, every time you jump to light speed, everyone's just like, whoa, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And it's like, I'm sitting there like,
what are you on about?
This is not a jump to light speed.
I'm not feeling enough G's.
No.
Here.
But you do. You get the bit, not just kids, you get fully grown people going, whoa.
It's probably the same people that hold out their hands in the 3D shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm touching the 3D.
I'm sat there like, look, this is a good ride, but what are you doing? What are you doing? I would wait 60 minutes for this. I do like it. It's a great ride. Next.
I think we're next land, aren't we?
I think we are in the next land.
Or is that all food? Well, there's a lot of food places in Echo Lake.
Yeah, well,
it's quite a big area, I suppose, isn't it?
What are you going to do at Hollywood if you can't, with no rides, you've got to eat, haven't you? Grand Avenue is the next area of the park. Used to be Muppet Cup Courtyard, didn't it?
They renamed it, didn't they? Yeah.
The only attraction here is Muppet Vision 3D. 25-minute show.
Dicey area, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's a 25-minute show. I wouldn't have put it as a 25-minute show.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel that long.
Doesn't feel that long, does it?
Are they including the pre-show in that?
I don't know. If they are...
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I do like the pre-show.
Yeah, the pre-show is good. I wouldn't have said it was 25 minutes.
No, I wouldn't have said that. 60 minutes. Am I waiting 60 minutes? Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
I like it.
It's a good show. I don't know if it's... You never have to wait 60 minutes for it. That's the thing.
Well, no, but we do today. Yeah. We do today. That's the point. I think I might... I probably might.
I probably wouldn't. Yeah. I would probably wait.
I love the Muppets.
30, 40 minutes.
I really love the Muppets. I mean, obviously, I went to see them live earlier this year.
Of course, yeah.
At the O2, and I've loved the Muppets since I was a kid.
It is a great show. I'm just thinking, if I was there and I saw it at 60 minutes,
You'd be like, oh,
I wouldn't wait for it.
But then, what else are you doing?
I'm riding Toy Story again.
Yeah, I guess. Realistically, if we're doing it realistically, the ratio of that would mean that Toy Story is like 3 hours.
True,
but we're not doing it realistically.
But yeah, if you saw Muppet 3D Vision for 60 minutes and you saw Toy Story for 60 minutes, you'd go Toy Story.
Yeah, you're right. But I still might wait 60 minutes for this.
Okay.
Though, as I said before, I prefer the pre-show to the actual show.
Yeah, the pre-show is good.
It feels more Muppety.
Like the classic word, yeah. Muppety.
Nothing else in Grand Avenue, although a little shout out to...
Food and shops.
A little shout out to Baseline Tap House.
I've never been there. It wasn't open when I was there.
Well, you'll get a chance to go.
That's the only reason you go to Grand Avenue, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Duh. There's some of the small bites. I haven't tried anything of the snacks
what,
there,
food?
So we can maybe try some.
Yeah.
Next place is nothing there. Is
nothing Commissary Lane, is there?
No, it's Toy Story
Land.
The
ABC Commissary is quite nice to eat in.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Actually. I do like it there. Although I think I prefer the Batlock Express
in
Echo Lake.
And I'm trying to think of which one that is. Because they closed the one that we often eat in, they closed.
Yes, I know the one you mean. The one opposite the Lights Motors Action.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and like backed onto Honey I Shrunk the Kids or whatever, the
play
area.
Play experience, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we ate in there a lot. That was nice. But yeah, I think I've eaten in...
Backlot Express is good.
Backlot Express. I think I ate there just before we were going to see the show.
Yeah.
Because everywhere was closed. It was like, it was just before 9. It was like 8:30, something like that, I think, if the show was at 9. And we hadn't eaten for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And so we needed to find something. And everywhere was closed, but Backlot Express was only just still open. I think they were closing at 9 or something like that.
Okay.
And we managed to get something there. So if you're looking for something to eat quite late, go Backlot Express.
Go Backlot Express. Yeah, I do really like the Backlot Express. And obviously, it has your favourite, the chicken breast nuggets.
I may have had the chicken breast nuggets. Not saying I did. Not saying I didn't.
Oh, there you go. See, and also, it's my favourite combo is here: the chicken breast nuggets with the honey mustard.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
Now you know I like it.
So saying that, I may have had a burger there actually.
Yeah, the burgers are
pretty
good there as well.
Burgers good, yeah. Because do they have the salad bar or something there where you can pile up your own salad?
Possibly they do. Yeah, I can't remember.
I think it might be there.
Moving on to Toy Story Land. Obviously, we haven't ridden any of these attractions.
Well, apart from one.
Apart from Toy Story Midway Mania. So I think, without saying for sure, at this point, I'm waiting 60 minutes for Slinky Dog Dash and Ass Alien Swelling Saucers, because I've not done them.
Yeah.
So I would wait for them until I've ridden them.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that after I've been on Ass, I'm not going to want to ride it again.
Just sounds so dodgy.
I really want to get a t-shirt that just says, Hollywood Studios, I'm here for the sweet ass.
I've ridden ass
and loved it.
Oh man, they have such an opportunity, but I better don't sell them.
No, of course they don't. I've seen people make t-shirts like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I would wait 60 minutes for Slinky Dog Dash pretty easily.
Yeah, and I think for Alien Swelling Saucers, I would, because I've not been on it yet.
Yeah, I'm a little bit apprehensive of Slinky Dog, not Slinky Dog, of ass.
Yeah, a little bit worried about the ass.
Yeah, because it's a spinny ride, I think.
Yeah.
So I want to see how spinny is.
Okay, so you think you might not even go on it?
I'm not sure. It depends how teacup-y it's like.
Mm.
So I've avoided any videos of it.
Yeah.
I've seen a video of Stinky Dog because I can't resist.
I am still, I'm just walking away.
Where are you going? Ryan's searching in his bag for something.
I'm just getting someone to eat.
Oh, okay.
These are the cons of being a diabetic. At any given point, you may have to eat. and that was one of those points. But I'm just going to do it as we're recording.
You say it's a downside, I say it's pretty plus point. You have a medical excuse to eat.
That's true. Yeah.
Where did we get to? So I'm not sure about ass. I'm not sure. If I like the look of it, I would easily wait 60 minutes for it because it's new.
Bit apprehensive about the ass.
I'm a bit apprehensive about the ass. Mm. Yeah. On this one, on the other hand,
you're not waiting for
Toy Story Midway Mania, which they're not calling it Midway Mania though, are they? They're calling it Toy Story Mania on the map.
Maybe they shortened it.
Maybe I like Midway Mania. Mm. I like the name. It's a good name. Easily wait 60 minutes for this.
Oh, I have done many times.
Oh, many, many times. I've waited almost 3 hours for this ride before. Mm.
I tell you what we were going to do, actually, just remind me. We should look at the wait times for Soarin'. Because we were going to potentially cancel our Fastpass for it.
We were, and we were going to switch it for something else.
Like Frozen or Test Track or something. Yeah, because something like the wait times have been very minimal for that.
Yes, yeah. Obviously, since they got the third concourse, it's obviously reduced it down. But
the third concourse obviously exists for Midway Mania, which is why
it
made me think... Yeah, I'm waiting 60 minutes, but there's no worries
at all. Absolutely, it's one of the best rides on property.
I agree completely. Yeah. Next is Walt Disney Presents. For some reason, there's a huge queue forming outside to find out more about Walt Disney Presents. Have you done this?
I think I have.
I quite like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've done this.
I do really like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice little tour of Walt Disney. Mm. You get... This is the one where you get the clip at the end, isn't it? And they often replace it with a film,
which I get annoyed about.
Yeah, it's not I think they should have about. A dedicated thing for that, really.
Yeah,
they?
I completely agree. I mean, put it in Epcot instead of the Pixar.
Eh, it fits nicely in Hollywood Studios, though, doesn't it?
It does, but I mean, so the Pixar thing that is just a repetition of movies that you can buy. Oh, well, it's just pointless.
It should be at the end of that, really.
Yeah,
but. If anything, that would attract more people into that attraction.
Well, Walt Disney Presents is right next to Toy Story Land now.
Okay.
So you could put the Pixar thing in there.
Oh, what, as in... Yeah. Because that's in Epcot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird... I see where you're going with that.
It doesn't
right,
fit in
okay.
at all.
No.
It's like,
They should move that to Hollywood Studios, and they should put the trailer that they do at the end of Walt Disney Presents
at the end
of the Pixar one.
Of an original, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because then at least it would be something original to see
I mean, Epcot, why they didn't bring back Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, or just kept Captain EO, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't do that.
I can understand
just
why
now.
They got rid of Captain EO.
Why?
Well, it's not exactly a name that you know well, is it? Like these days.
Captain EO is great.
Yeah, but not these days.
George Lucas? He directed it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that. I don't really know Captain EO. That's the thing.
Oh, I never saw it as a kid. So I saw it for the first time when it came back. But my parents loved it and got a chance to see it. And I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Of course, it's 80s and it looks a bit dated. But I thought it was brilliant. So are you waiting an hour to get into Walt Disney Presents? I'm not.
Probably not. No,
I'm not.
I mean, it's a nice little
as much as I'm going to do it when we're there,
yeah,
sure. But
yeah.
No.
You won't wait 60 minutes for it.
Voyage of the Little Mermaid, 17-minute show featuring colourful puppetry. Are you waiting 60 minutes for this?
I don't think so.
No, I think this is one of two things at Hollywood Studios that I would scrap in a heartbeat and replace. So this used
don't
to
tell
be...
them that they will do it. They will literally do it.
Good.
Even if everything else is closed,
get
they
rid
will
of
it.
Do it. This used to be a live Muppet show back in the day.
Okay. I have no recollection of that.
No, I think I may have seen it as a young child, but
right.
I don't remember it.
As a young boy.
A young boy back in the early 90s. That doesn't sound very old, so does it?
In the early 90s, you'd be very young.
Yeah, I was. My first time I remember, broadly remember, from like photos and things, it brings back the memories, is when I was three.
Right.
Three or four.
My memory is poor.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only reminded because of the photo.
Okay.
And maybe I'll make the memory up from that, I don't know. Technically, the first time I was in Disney World was in the womb.
Nobody wants to hear that, Ryan. Nobody wants
I wasn't
to hear
conceived
that.
In Disney World. I was in the womb.
Okay.
I mean, I might have been. Who knows?
You haven't asked.
No. Which would make a lot of sense,
yes,
given my love for
the
Disney
passion
World.
For Disney.
But yeah, no, I was there in the womb, raving out to Mickey Mouse.
Well, they say kids can hear the music, so it makes sense.
There you go.
So, yeah, I have a video of me as a young boy, probably the first time I went, that's six, I think.
Yeah.
I think I would have been shouting at people from the it was from some kind of like
absolute English hooligan.
shouting at a man, hello man, from some sort of like monorail thing in one of the parks. I can't remember which one it was.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hey you man. But I'm not waiting for this attraction, no way.
No,
it needs to go.
No.
Star Wars Launch Bay, which is another cool area. Actually, I prefer the shop to anything there.
It's not really an attraction, though, is it? Really?
Well, it's got, like, props
just,
and things,
yeah,
isn't
you
it?
Just walk around, don't you?
Mm. Just, so Walt Disney
I think
Presents.
We need to exclude this.
Well, we didn't exclude Walt Disney Presents.
Okay.
Are you waiting an hour, yes or no?
No.
No, I'm not right. There you go. That was easy, wasn't it?
Moving on
to Sunset Boulevard, perhaps the best location in the park.
Oh, what, Beauty and Beast is there.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, God. Based on the fact that we haven't been to Toy Story Land yet.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast live on stage. 60 minutes, are you waiting? It's a 30-minute show.
30 minutes, good bang for your buck.
Mm. Are you waiting 60 minutes?
I like the show.
Get out.
I know you don't. I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it.
The show needs to be bulldozed immediately.
I think it would be nice to see a different show. I like the Beauty and the Beast show.
Been there for too long.
I don't have a problem with the Beauty and the Beast show, but it would be nice to change it to something else.
Yeah.
I think given it's just a stage and you've got the backings and all that, you think they could mix it up, couldn't you?
Mm.
You think they could do different shows on different days or
anything,
you know, things like that. Because at the end of the day, it's just costumes and...
Paint drying would be more exciting.
It's harsh, right?
No, it's a bit harsh. I don't mind it, to be fair. I just think it's been there too long.
Yeah.
I think the way you feel about Indiana Jones is the way I feel about Beauty and the Beast. I think that it's almost
right,
the same.
Okay.
So, I know you're going to kind of grin and bear Indiana Jones. I know you like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
But I would be happy to sit and watch this show if you wanted to do it.
I can take it or leave it. The show is fine. I like the show. Yeah. I can take
it. But if we missed it in Road Tower Terror twice more, then you'd be fine.
Yeah, got no problem with that.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we're not waiting for 60 minutes for that. Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
I'm waiting 60 minutes.
60 minutes.
I would like it if they changed it, though. If they updated it. Kept the track, but updated it.
Yeah.
Got rid of Aerosmith.
I mean, I wouldn't be upset to see Aerosmith go. I know you said, you know, they're not particularly relevant these days. It has no place in the park.
Really. No.
But the ride itself was great. So if they reskinned it, which they're obviously doing in Paris, to changing it to Iron Man, aren't they?
They can't do that in Disney World.
No.
They could do it with Captain Marvel, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. If they did anything like that, I've got no problem with it.
Mm.
Got absolutely no problem.
Especially Captain Marvel can fly, so...
Yeah, keep it as a track ride.
Got absolutely, no problem. Yeah.
Yeah, but I would wait 60 minutes
for this. Oh, 100%.
You often do have to wait 60 minutes for this. It can fluctuate.
It fluctuates massively. And then, second to last, actually, is Tower of Terror.
Oh, yeah, I'd easily wait 60 minutes.
I'd wait 60 minutes. I love this ride.
Yeah.
Again, I wouldn't be upset if they rethemed it. I would miss it, because I think the theme is probably second to Haunted Mansion in being the best in Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
In terms of its theme.
It's so well themed, and the cast members that work there must have an absolute blast working there.
Yeah, cast members are great.
Yeah.
The design of the building is great. The whole kind of 20s, 30s setting and the music they play when you're queuing is fantastic.
Yeah.
It would be a shame to lose its theming. But I wouldn't be necessarily distraught if they replaced it with Guardians.
No.
Because they're not going to, because Epcot, it's coming to Epcot, isn't it? They're not going to have two Guardians attractions.
Yeah.
Especially given the future of that franchise.
It would be a bit weird if they did. But, yeah. I mean, I would like to see the Guardians one, Mission Breakout.
Oh, I really want to see that, yeah.
I can go over to California at some point. I'd like to go over to California at some point
to do all that.
Yeah. It would be nice to see it in Florida, but, yeah.
I don't know if they will.
Yeah, I'd rather they have the new Guardians track ride in Epcot than reskin Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to see Disney have a bad thing for just rinse and repeating rides.
Yeah.
So obviously Tron's going to be cool in Magic Kingdom, but I'd like to see them do something like create something brand new in that area.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I don't know if I will
go to Shanghai.
Yeah. So I'd rather it'd be nice that it comes over
to Shanghai. You could do Shanghai, Tokyo, and Hong Kong in one trip.
It's gonna be an expensive trip though.
Well, I never said it was gonna be cheap. I didn't sell it as a cheap trip.
It just has to be done.
But if you're doing it, you may as well do it. If you're going to Asia, you may as well do those three.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's very few parks over there, so you'd
I think I might take a trip over to Asia to do those three as well as Universal when Nintendo opens.
Right, okay.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
Because there's been no word in Florida.
I don't know what Universal's doing. At the moment, they're just creating terrible rides.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, what we assume is terrible in Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
The fan reaction has not been good.
It's probably a pretty good assumption to make, isn't it?
I'm not looking forward to going on it. Every new ride...
I wouldn't say I'm not looking forward to going on it. I just think...
It's going
to
be bad.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to be very... a great attraction.
So the cool thing is that we've got three new rides to try this year.
Yes.
Fast and Furious and the two Toy Story rides.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to riding three new rides, but I think of all the three, even the basic ass, I'm probably looking
forward
to...
ass is going
to
be better than...
I'm looking forward to a ride on ass more than I am on Vin Diesel.
It never gets old.
It's never going to get old. Okay, and so lastly, Fantasmic. It's a straight yes, I'm waiting 60 minutes to get into this. And in fact, I'm probably sat down for a good 60 to 90 minutes anyway.
I mean, the fast pass is really early, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, compared to when it actually starts.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do that.
I think it's... I don't know. I guess it's to get good seats. I don't know.
But
it's
then
weird.
The seats are sectioned off.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Surely you can arrive at any time. up until the start of the show.
Yeah.
And you can just take a seat in the Fastpass area.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Doesn't make any sense to me. But yeah, I would wait 6 minutes.
I'll wait 6 minutes. It's such a good show, so I'm definitely.
And you often do have to wait 6 minutes, even if you don't have a Fastpass. You have to get there early to get a good seat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it for Hollywood Studios.
There's quite a few restaurants, isn't there, in Sunset Boulevard? There's a nice ice cream place. Just around the corner from
Hollywood Scoops.
Is that what it's called? Hollywood Scoops.
Sundays and hand dipped ice cream cones.
Oh, okay, is that the one I'm thinking of around the corner from Rock and Roller Coaster?
I think so.
Mm.
They do good smoothies there actually as well.
Never had a smoothie. Always go for the ice cream.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in the same place though. Exit Rock and Roller Coaster, there's a little stand. I don't think it's the same place. They do some nice smoothies.
Are you talking about the one, the car thing? Oh, okay. I've had a hot dog from there.
They're not good hot dogs, are they?
I don't have a problem with the hot dogs.
Well, I just don't like American weenies.
Or the hot dogs.
Or the hot dogs. I prefer a good English sausage.
I mean, yeah, they're not quite as nice because they're beef rather than pork.
Mm.
But
you like a good porking.
Like a good pork sausage. No, but
this is classic British humour as well.
They're nice. I like them. I generally have at least one hot dog while I'm out there.
No, to be fair, Casey's Corner, I like.
Yeah, I like going around the parks and having a hot dog.
Yeah, I do like Casey's Corner hot dogs.
Yeah,
and I don't dislike these ones. I think it's just a case of I prefer them if they were proper sausages.
Yeah, proper porkage.
Proper good porking. And on that note, that is the end of this week's podcast. Be sure to keep up to date with all of us. We're going to be in the parks from Friday, basically.
Disney Springs on Friday, probably, isn't it?
Yeah, but we'll be taking photos of everything, sharing everything. We're going to be podcasting when we're out there. We haven't decided whether we're going to be releasing stuff when we're there or when we're back yet. But either way, we're going to be on Instagram. We're going to be on our Facebook page. We're going to be on Twitter. You can find us, all of those channels, on Theme Park Trainer. Just search for that. I'm also on Twitter at Ryanogs, RYANOGS, where we'll also be posting stuff. And Dan, you're also on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you're going to be posting stuff as well.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
If you feel like it. What are you on Twitter?
Scrooby Online, Scrooby Online.
And do make sure you have the time to find us on iTunes, search for Theme Park Trader, and leave us a 5-star review. We would very much appreciate it. So the next time you will hear from us, we'll be on those channels when we're in Florida and having hopefully a great time.
Yeah, and don't be confused because the podcast will be released while we're away, but we won't.
So we are releasing normally every Monday when we're out in America, and they will be episodes that we have pre-recorded. If there's anything that goes out that's not on a Monday, that will be when we're releasing stuff when we're not out there. I mean, then when we are out there.
See, it's not confusing at all.
Not confusing at all. But the chances are we will be releasing stuff from when we're out there, when we're back. That's probably the most likely thing. Unless there's something really pressing or we get excited about something.
They might be really short episodes, might they?
Yeah. It depends on how...
Tidbits.
Yeah, it depends on how much time we have in the evening to edit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
I mean, the alternative is we live stream while we're out there, Facebook live stream.
If the Wi-Fi is good, we might do that as well.
Of course it's good. It's Disney.
It's... Yeah. So thanks very much for listening, and we will next speak to you when we're in America on Friday.
USA, USA, USA.
Ah, there you are, and just in time. There's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return. Ha 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 ha